Being that it's a Tuesday, we wrap with this, and we'll let Alex be the leadoff dude.
Topical here to Major League Baseball, I ask.
What are you doing?
So we've talked over the past month or so about some of the rules that MLB was trying to push forward for the sport. Fewer good, like raising the strike zone, implementing a new slide rule, pace of play stuff. Some of them not so much. Starting off extra innings with a runner on second was one of those. This new one sides on that side. According to Jeff Passan of Yahoo, MLB and Rawlings are Passan are developing a new baseball for next year that will have a tacky surface. The idea would be to make it so pitchers don't have to use foreign substances like sun lotion and whatnot to get a good grip on the ball, and pitchers would no longer, or I guess ball boys, would no longer need to spend 15 minutes rubbing a baseball just to be able to throw it. This is one of those good ideas on paper, I think, that is super dumb in reality. Normally, if change makes sense in a sport, I'm all for it, but baseball has used the exact same kind of ball since 1976 when they switched from Spalding to Rawlings. 2 years before that, they switched from horsehide to cowhide. The ball has been exactly the same since then, and we know how much baseball players love changes to their routines and their equipment. Rob Manfred said he's planning to just impose some of the rule changes in the next few years. If he does this one, he might get his tower buzzed by somebody, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Buzz the commissioner's tower.
You might, if he's up in the press box.
Sticking with baseball, sort of. The New York Mets, I ask.
What are you doing?
Really? That's news. I guess I also got to call out ABC TV in Port St. Lucie, site of the Mets spring training.
Usual suspects.
They actually created a story and are counting stats. Yeah, it's not bad enough counting stats in a spring training game. Sounds pretty stupid. Well, it's not even at that level. It's how many home runs Tim Tebow is hitting in the batting cage against the machine. The batting cage. Dude hit 180 and struck out every third at bat in the Arizona Fall League. I thought ESPN and the Philly area media coverage when they were showing Terrell Owens doing belly busters in his driveway back in 2005 was the epitome of desperate coverage. Well, we've got company, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I don't want to live on this earth anymore.
Me either.
To
good
North,
run though.
Yeah, speaking of which, to North Carolina State Rep Greg Murphy, I ask.
What are you doing?
North Carolina State Reps officially suck at doing sports, you guys. So first we had the HB2 bill that made it so the NCAA moved major events such as the NCAA tournament out of the state. Major players in the state like the Charlotte Hornets, even Michael Jordan spoke out against it. North Carolina, Duke, many others spoke out against it. Just a huge mess for sports in the state. Now, Greg Murphy thinks there's too much helicopter parenting in managing kids who get concussions. He proposed a bill that would let parents make the call on if a kid should continue playing after getting a concussion and not a team doctor. There was a concussion law passed in 2011 that removed a kid from playing the sport if they got a concussion until they received written permission from a medical professional. Because, you know, they're kids and doctors tend to know stuff about brain injuries, generally more than your average Little League dad or soccer mom. Here's a quote from Chris Long of the New England Patriots about the bill. I have a bill. Any parent who wants to bypass concussion protocol at the high school level should be banned from games. Oh, and public roads, businesses, etc. Could not have said it any better, as we ask.
What are you doing?
How to describe the state of our country in a simple sentence. Beliefs and wants over science and facts.
Incredible. They're kids, man.
Right. Yeah, but I want them to play. Oh, sorry. I'm only a medical doctor. Jeez. I'm going to go with you wanting to bring orange slices. Kim Mulkey, Baylor women's basketball coach, I asked.
What are you doing?
She should get Hall of Fame for this.
Did we learn nothing from Penn State? It's not about blindly supporting the laundry you wear when it comes to certain crimes, you know, child molestation, sexual assault. Only the victims matter. Her tirade after the Sunday game about anyone with an issue about how women are treated on that Baylor campus should be knocked in the face. Really? Could you be more tone deaf and arrogant? 52 rape allegations linger over your campus. And she went on with, I'm tired of hearing about it. Move on. Find another story to write. Is kind of disgusting when you consider the investigation is not only ongoing, but seems to get worse with all the new information. How about you STFU and see what you could actually do about the women who were assaulted on your campus, as we ask.
What are you doing?
A little bit lighter one here. To the fans of Crystal Palace FC, I ask.
What are you doing?
So Crystal Palace is a soccer team in the UK. Actually, is the UK still a thing?
Pending.
They played a team from Middlesbrough. Yeah, I swear these British cities almost sound like real places. Well, the fans of Crystal got a bee in their bonnet and decided to make their presence known by vandalizing the Middlesbrough team bus. So overnight, they got some people together and spray painted in huge letters that span the entire bus, I mean the whole thing, Crystal Palace. In terms of tagging, it wasn't bad. Three different colors used the entire workspace, actually pretty good. The problem, Borough, as they're called for short, didn't use a bus. They flew into town to play and got a charter from the airport. So the bus the fans vandalized, you guessed it, belonged to their own team.
Come on, Palace.
A groundsman for the team posted a picture of it, included a caption that said the damage to their own team bus totaled €40,000.
Whoa.
The team said the Bobbies have been informed. Wait, actually, are euros still a thing?
Now that I think about it. That sounds like pounds, a lot, except pounds. It's not a monetary value anymore.
40,000 pounds, we'll say that. I'm so confused after Brexit, you guys. Yeah, so do the fans of Crystal Palace, we ask.
What are you doing?
I don't know if I could follow that one up. Oh, I know. How about cult defensive lineman Robert Parry?
What are you doing?
So he got arrested. Stop me if you heard this early Saturday morning.
What?
This one was in Scottsdale, AZ. He's charged with the following.
The only place to be at 2 in the morning.
Auto theft, robbery, resisting arrest, driving under the influence, criminal damage. He's 24 years old. He did find a way to make it unique, so credit him there. He was being driven in a golf cart from a bar, hit the driver, hijacked the golf cart, took off, and was found after he crashed the cart into a fence. According to the report, he laughed about the arrest, was pretty plastered, slurred his speech, made gay slurs, called the cops fat Fs, and said they couldn't administer a breathalyzer. Why? He was off to the side dry heaving, so they had to draw blood. And when asked how much he drank, he answered, a lot.
They had to draw blood?
Yeah, because he was. They didn't want him to throw up on them.
Oh, no.
It doesn't seem like he should golf much in the future, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Couldn't do a breathalyzer. They were afraid of being vomited on.